Pacific Mornings.
You're listening to Pacific Mornings. My name is Jordan Fennell. And even though church services have been suspended in Samoa due to coronavirus, normally on Sundays, Samoans revolve their entire day around church. And I didn't know this, but when Samoans go to church, they go to church. They get dressed up and the women wear special church hats. Here in Australia, church hats aren't really a thing, so they're not as easy to get, which is why one Melbourne business is taking it upon themselves to give the Pacifica community choice when it comes to their Sunday church headwear.
My name is Palma Lavia.
And what store do you have here today?
Today we've got Kekilani's House. That's our name up there. And we are inspired to get church hats. We're from the Samoan community. Every Sunday we wear hats. You know, like how once a year people go to the Melbourne Cup? We wear it every Sunday. And every other time there's a church service that we have to go to. And it's really hard to get good, affordable in a wide range. Yeah, so I've got like felt, cinema, lace and so forth. Whereas we'll go to a Asian shop, they've only got one sort and not much variety for us.
And these hats that you've got here, is it similar to what you'd get back in Samoa to wear at the
no,
to church?
A lot of our Samoa ones, because we're pretty much very young. We only started in November 2019 last year. And it's hats a passion for us. We wear it all the time, and me and my mom love our hats. So it was from that passion that born this. And my little niece's name, Kekilani, because she welcomes everybody in our house, Kekilani's House. So because it's a home-based business, we just went with it.
That is beautiful.
Yeah. But we are actually sourcing and looking at getting Pacific hats inside as well, so that we're able to support, like, for example, these earrings. These kind of things complement our hats. Like the ties for the gents, so that says they don't feel left out. And then we got the brooches, the earrings, the flowers, and so forth. But I support other small businesses too that they're making. Like for all those handmade earrings down that way. There's a girlfriend from New Zealand. She's just started up as well. So that's another thing for Kekilani House. It's a lot more because we actually self-fund ourselves. There's no finances so far because we haven't really gone big. But we've got big orders coming through now. Like people are like, oh my God, we don't have that to service our church community. So it's hopefully it'll go big.
And so is this something that you haven't seen before? There's like no other places to be getting
hats? As I said, you go to the Asian shops or the Indian, Pacific Indian shops that know that the islanders wear them. But they don't have a variety, you know, from cheap to expensive or so forth. So that, you know, people will choose what they want to wear. So, yeah, that's why, and if you go to Myers, it's just way out of your budget. Like for something like this, they probably charge 100 something or over, whereas we can get good prices for everything that we sell.
Yeah. So can you explain to me how big a part of like the church culture it is to have these hats and I guess, and how, yeah,
it's
how big
massive.
A part of it?
You've got ladies that, you know, you've got your earring lovers or something. There's ladies that will have a whole room just hats. She'll have white hats is a must for all our churches. And then the other colours. And they are very competitive fashionably. Not competitive in a negative way, but just more like, I've got the best hat and so forth. Hence, like, we really looked at getting the styles, the materials that we use. Like, you don't get many hats like the felt hats, like the winter hats. That's more kind of vintage as well. Can still go. So we have a range of styles that we go with. Yeah,
it's beautiful. And so, what's the process of making it? Do you order them in, hand make them?
All our hats are ordered in. China's our main supplier. We have one in America, but it doesn't really matter because the currency we pay American dollars for the currency from the States as well. So yeah, we order all of them in. And we keep looking for things that are different, that are not available here, made it available in Australia for our church communities.
And so the hat you've got on here is a black and white with a pink number.
Yes.
Is this a style that you like?
Yes, but only because it kind of goes with our colour, Kekilani House colours, which is pink. Well, that's kind of like more hot pink. But yeah, just a colour so that we went with, and it just went with the black and, you know, kind of outfit, classic, what you call it, what's the music, jazz, kind of like a jazz look with the striped pants.
I like it.
Yeah, so try to pair it up.
And so you said you just started this recently. Is it a full-time job for you at the moment? Is it
no,
a side
it's a hobby. I took time off work to get it set up and so forth because we had inquiries and stuff rolling in, orders and things. People come to our house to have a look at them and so on. So, yeah.
And what are you hoping to do in the future with it? Are you hoping to take it full-time, make it your main business?
It will be. And it's a family business thing. Like, it's something that we all look at doing together. The whole family's here, like siblings. Our parents are actually working, getting public holiday rates. But yeah, also all the siblings are here putting this out.
Amazing. Yeah. Thank you so much for talking with me.
Hey, thank you.